Quotation for Michael. Livermore. L-I-V as in Victor. E-R-M-O-R-E. February 4, 58. Address as a letter to Kurt, K-U-R-T, Boyd, B-O-Y-D-N-P, 802-8446. Dear Mr. Boyd, follow up for Mr. Livermore, who has chronic kidney disease. Last visit, March 2023. Comes and company with wife. He has bilateral renal cyst. Last ultrasound 2023, no changes from 2022. Consider Bosniak, B-O-S-N-I-A-K 2. He has frequency nocturia, which is chronic, some degree of urgency, minor incontinence, no infection, cloudiness of blood, no abdominal back pain. Prior prostate surgery around 2023, Dr. Mills, M-I-L-L-S, although the frequency did not change. For high blood pressure, takes low sodium. I did an extensive review, system being negative. Present medications, Norvasc, Crestor, aspirin. Next paragraph, blood pressure at home, 130 over 80. Today was 128.84 by nurse. Alert orient is time 4. No respiratory distress, respiratory, cardiovascular, no abnormalities, no abdominal or back tenderness, no edema, and non-focal. Next paragraph, last chemistry is from May, creatinine 1.3, which is baseline for many years, representing a GFR upper 50s, potentially more than 60, a normal electrolyte acid base, a normal nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, normal PTH, close to normal hemoglobin. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Bilateral renal cyst, not symptomatic. Pair radiology back in 23, no change from 2022. At the same time, it's not called a simple cyst. Needs a new ultrasound. Will be done close home, Claire, C-L-A-R-E. Presently not symptomatic. Chronic lower tract urinary tract symptoms. Prior prostate surgery. Blood pressure in the office, fair control, stable kidney function, no progression, not symptomatic. As indicated above, all chemistry is stable. No need for added treatment. No need for binders, bicarbonate, or EPO. We'll see what the ultrasound shows. Come back in a year.